Reverend Parish, Associate Ministers, members of the Diaconate, members and friends, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to start with two announcements that are not in your bulletin this morning. The drama ministry will be presenting Thou Art the Christ. The date is to be determined, but they are seeking actors, actresses, singers, adults and children, set designers, installers. Rehearsals begin tomorrow, 1 o'clock for those available. And there will be a brief meeting after service today for those who are interested in taking part in the production. Again, Thou Art the Christ. Rehearsals beginning tomorrow at 1 for those available. And there will be a brief meeting today for those who wish to take part in the production. Also on tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., a Black History Gospel Celebration presented by the Minister's Wives and Minister's Widows Alliance of Fredericksburg and Vicinity, tomorrow evening at 7 here at Shiloh New Site. I would now direct your attention to the announcements in the bulletin, taking note of the memory verse and daily readings for next week's lessons from our Sunday school ministry. The missionary ministry is seeking donations of socks for all ages to be distributed at the Micah meal on March 6. They are collecting them until March 1st. The women's ministry is sponsoring a trip to Williamstown, Kentucky to the ARC encounter. The deposit information and your points of contact are listed in the bulletin. The deadline for the next newsletter is there for your review. Shiloh News Site will be hosting its Black History program on February 23rd at 1. Our guest, Brother Mitchell Brown, will be the keynote speaker, and there will be a soul food dinner following that program. Please take note of the Black History Month fact in the bulletin. And there is a Women's Day choir forming for the Women's Day program in March. There has been a change to the rehearsal schedule. There will not be a rehearsal on February 20th. The next rehearsal date listed is March 3rd, then the 9th and 19th in preparation for March 22nd. Community note, the Fredericksburg Area Sickle Cell Association will meet on the 24th at 7:30 at Emmanuel AME. Please take note also of our known sick and shut-in and those on our prayer list. We always add to that list the bereaved families of our church and community. We have correspondence from our sister churches that we will have to lift up in prayer because we will be in worship ourselves on February 23rd. So we lift up in prayer for a service pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Jerusalem Baptist Church has their annual Black History Month program February 23rd at 2. Ebenezer Baptist Church has theirs February 23rd at 3. And Third Mount Zion has their Joyful Noise Black History program February 23rd at 4. And again, we will be in worship here, so we lift them up in prayer. The Men and Women's Workshop, hosted by Ebenezer Baptist Church in Supply, will be on Saturday, February 29th from 9 to 11. The theme, Strengthening Men and Women in Our Community for Kingdom Expansion. Again, that's the Men and Women's Workshop, hosted by Ebenezer Baptist Church, Saturday, February 29th from 9 to 11. Another Black History Month program, the fifth annual, Share in the Rich History of the African American Community with Accomplishments, Music, Art, and Dance. The keynote speaker, Dr. David White, Superintendent of King William, Virginia County Schools, Saturday, February 29th from 1 to 3:30 at the Celebrate Community on Montero Avenue. There is a ticket price. I have that information. And we have now three scholarship notices for our seniors. The Virginia State University Alumni Association, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and Betty Hunter Bazemore scholarship information is available. And lastly, the Virginia Union University Annual Church Leadership Conference is being held March 14. They are asking for online registration by February 21st. If you are interested, I have their flyer. Thank you for your attention. And youth acknowledgments? Nope. Second.
Good morning again, Shiloh. To my men, we have a conference that's coming up on March the 14th at Mount Ararat Baptist Church in Stafford, Virginia. This is an opportunity for us to commingle with other men from other churches. And from my meeting last night, yesterday afternoon, we decided that we do wish to participate. Deacon Griffin and I will be here after church to talk with you. We also have information back in the sound room with Deacon Hawthorne. But this is a time for us to come together as men of the church, as men of the church, and get together and start doing what God called us to do. So to see us after church, after the service, we'd like to talk with you, get your name. My goal is to have the name of the conference. Equipping men for battle. Equipping men for battle. So we need to get off our horses on Saturday mornings. Our car can wait another day to be washed. But we need to be together in God's house doing what God called us to do. Amen? Amen.
Good morning again, church family. For those of you who may not know, this is third Sunday we designate here at direction of our pastor. This is Youth Sunday. And so we do take a little bit more time to allow them to express themselves in song and dance. We also take time to acknowledge the things not only that they do here in the church, but out in the community and at school. So please bear with us. It may seem like it's taking a little time, but if we don't give them the 15, 20 minutes in church, the world has plenty of time for them. So we need to surround them in love and prayer and give them their flowers while they are here as well. Amen? Amen. Amen. So the first acknowledgement is going to be for our youth department president, Alexandra Nicole Jai. Alex is a 10th grader at Colonial Forge High School. She has perfect attendance for the school year, and Alex attended the Affleck Street Baptist Church HBCU Festival with the Xi Upsilon Omega Chapter of Alpha on Saturday, January 25th, where she had the opportunity to learn about preparation for college admission and the HBCU experience. And we want to thank those who helped organize that and had the opportunity for the young people to experience that. On February 29th, Alex will complete her community service hours by serving as an usher at the Virginia Black History Month Association Gala in Alexandria, Virginia. And we want to thank Sister Pam Lamar for extending an opportunity again for our children to get out into the community and experience things outside of Fredericksburg. Thank you, Pam.
Good morning. As I state your name, please stand so we can recognize you. First up, Soraya Payne. Soraya is a fifth grade student at Upper Lafayette Elementary, and she received all A's on her interim report. Good job. Raven Payne. Raven Payne is a kindergarten student at Hugh Mercer Elementary, and she received all E's on her interim, and she is above her reading level. Congratulations. Michael Jenkins. Michael Jenkins is at Fredericksburg VPI Head Start, and he's in preschool. Michael is doing well for the third quarter. He is learning lots of new things to help prepare him for kindergarten. Although we face a few challenges due to the different medications that he takes for his seizures, they are so proud for all his accomplishments. Continue to keep Michael in his prayer and your prayers. Thank you, as he has had another seizure last night. Alfonso. Alfonso attends Lee Hill Elementary School and he is in second grade. Alfonso is doing really well in school. His reading level is an O, which is mid third grade level. Last math assessment test scored a 95. Also, Alfonso enjoys playing basketball. Congratulations. Michaela Trent. Michaela is a third grader at Parkside Elementary School. Michaela made the equivalent of A and B honor roll on her last report card. Michaela is also two stripes away from advancing to the next belt in karate at Seong Martial Arts Academy. She has passed the two board breaking tests, breaking three boards each. And Michaela's 2019 through 2020 Parks and Rec basketball team, the Panthers, finished off their regular season in second place with only two losses. They played in the playoff game yesterday and won. Her team will also play in the championship game on Wednesday this week. Congratulations. Kamaya Jenkins. Kamaya is a third grader at Lafayette Upper Elementary School, and she currently has all A's and one B for quarter three. She has been working really hard to bring that B up by the end of the grading period. Kamaya also received a recommendation to try out for performing arts at her school. She is currently awaiting her date to try out. Kamaya also received her cookie goal as well. Thank you for all your support, and if you ordered any, you can get with her after service. Isaiah Cato. Isaiah is a seventh grader at Fredericksburg Christian School. He has perfect attendance all year, straight A's all year. He plays cello in the school orchestra and will perform at a district competition in March. He is recommended for Virginia's Governor School Summer Program. In Taekwondo, Isaiah is a second band black belt with 2 points. He finished basketball season with Spotsylvania Parks and Rec last week. Congratulations. Azadara Scott. Azadara is a ninth grader at James Monroe High School. She has A and B honor roll and an A plus in advanced world history. Congratulations. Belinda Johnson. She is a ninth grader at Stafford High School, and she has an A average in honors biology, a B average in honors geometry, an A average in Spanish 3, and a B average in English. Congratulations. Michael Leakes. He's an 11th grader at Plantation High School in Broward County, Florida. Michael is part of the NHS National Honor Society. His GPA is a 4.4, and he has a physics grade and an honors B, and his AP US History score is a B+, and he has perfect attendance. On Tuesday, Michael celebrated his 18th birthday. Avani Brown Vincent. She is a kindergartner at Hugh Mercer Elementary School. She has honor roll and the highest reading level in her class. Her kindergarten reading level is a 0.5 and her reading level is a 0.72. Positive office referral for being a good role model. Congratulations. Arthur Wiggins III, which is the son of Arthur and Audrey Wiggins. He is a former member. Arthur is a seventh grader at South County Middle School, and he is on honor roll and continues to excel in science and math. He was selected to represent his school in three events, Virginia Science Olympiad competition. He has already competed in the district invitational and is headed to regionals at the end of the month. Congratulations. Jordan Wiggins, who is also a former member and is also the daughter of Arthur and Audrey Wiggins. She's an 11th grader at South County High School, and she received her second academic letter as part of her school's chapter of the National Honor Society. She was elected president of the Black Student Alliance and managed the artistic presentations made by the members for the student body in celebration of Black History Month. She also performed with professional artists at Shakespeare's Theater Gala in DC, as well as in support of internationally renowned tenor Andrea Bocelli. Congratulations. That is all.
I'm sorry, I did not go through protocol. I don't know about the little papers downstairs, so if I could. I want to also acknowledge Zaya Harvey. Zaya, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, go ahead and stand up, auditioned for some parts in New York. She made the audition with singing and acting. She was given a dry read of a commercial. They loved her, so now she was selected to go to New York in June to be in front of 10 agents so that they can decide if they want to use her in any type of national or local advertising and singing events. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
A3.
Congratulations.
Praise the Lord, everybody. After all that, what's left to be said? Our young people continue to be a blessing to each of us, and we give God the glory. Now, if you worry about my voice, it'll be there when the time is right. Amen. Amen. We thank God for all of us who are able to come out into the house of the Lord and to give God glory. And we give him all the praise. We want to remind us that keep praying for Minister Bryant, who's now in rehab. And he's continuing to improve, and he'll be back with us in a matter of time. And we give God the glory. We want to be reminded that we're in the midst of a time where individuals as well as groups are going to be held accountable for what we do in the very next several months. God's people have a responsibility to be true to the word of God. Society says we are to accept a lot of things that are not within the word of God. You need to pray and follow the Lord and let God take control of what he's going to do. I sit back and I listen to commentators. Many of them are supposedly men and women of God, and they make excuses for not following the word of God. But God is going to hold any and all accountable who will disobey his word. Now, you can't hide in the church. God sees everything. He knows everything, and he expects us to be about our Father's business. And I know that he is a God of his word. Now, all of the accolations for our youth, don't look at them as something small. It is a great accomplishment. Amen. When young people, amen. There was a time when 2 + 2 = 2. Nowadays, with all the new technology, 2 + 2 can get you so many different answers. And these young people know it. We don't. We can't stand up to them. So I admire and I commend them on their astuteness in school and their continuance to exceed the expectations that many have of us. So I congratulate our youth in all that they do in school, in the community, and in their personal life. and for those who lead them and mentor them, I congratulate you also. God is good, and he's able to keep us according to his will. Choir, sing.